بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday I got news of the passing away of another very dear friend in Hyderabad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bighayri hisab. Which got me thinking that since I've been here since the end of September in America, six people who were close friends, dear friends, have passed away. I got news of six of them, all of whom were very dear friends, who passed away between end of September and now. Different levels of people in society. May Allah bless them all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them all. Ranging from so-called ordinary people to nobility and one royal. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُخْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said that every living soul, every living person will face death. That every living person will face death, will taste death. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and it's only on the day of judgment that you will receive your wages in full. And whosoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to Jannah, he indeed is successful. And Allah said, the life of this world is only the enjoyment of a deception or deceiving thing. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُهْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. As I was thinking of these people who passed away, the thought in my mind, of course, first of all, is to request all of you to make dua for their forgiveness. I am not listing all the names because I don't expect you to remember all the names. When you make dua, just say that the people that I mentioned in this Fajr reminder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who they are. Make dua for their forgiveness, for Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bighayri hisab, for sabr for their families. The thought in my mind is that in this world there were people at different levels. As I told you, there were ordinary people, there were people who were among the nobility, and there was one person who was a royal. But the fact remains that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all the same. There is no nobility and royalty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except in terms of our taqwa. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the most honored among you is the one who has the most taqwa. All nobility, royalty, all our wealth and all our power and all our authority and all our influence, everything is left behind. Even after we are born, we have no identity. As I mentioned in my last Jummah, if I had died 2 days after I had been born, it would have been said, Dr. Anwar Beg's child died. And when I die, and my janaza is being prayed, after they finish whichever salah they are going to pray before my janaza salah, somebody is going to say, bring the janaza here. They will not say, bring Sheikh Yaver here. They will say, bring the janaza here. So I had no identity even after I was born. And I will lose my identity even while I am still on top of the earth. I haven't gone into the earth yet. But my identity will go. The only identity that I will have, which I had before I was born and which I will have after I die, is that of being Abdullah. Is that of being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me an obedient slave and make me a slave with whom He is pleased. And I make the same dua for all of you. Because that's the only thing which counts. Everything else is finished. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything will be finished. Everything will be destroyed. My brothers and sisters, therefore the sensible thing for us to do is to think about what will remain for me and what will I find with Allah when I meet Allah. Because the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. It is the truth. And like all realities, like all truths, it doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. If someone doesn't believe in gravity, gravity doesn't cease. There was a time when the whole of Europe believed that the earth was flat, and if you sailed far enough, you would drop off the edge of the earth. That didn't change the fact that the earth is not flat. We can believe anything we want. And most of us live in a world of fantasy. We have imaginary friends like Calvin. We have imaginary lives. We have imaginary influence. We have imaginary likes and dislikes. And we believe some people like us and they may not. And we believe some people dislike us and they may not. And so on and so forth. Reality doesn't change based on belief. As a matter of fact, one of my quotes, I say, the reality is that which does not change because of belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, especially when he woke up for tahajjud, he would say, Allahumma anta al-haq, wa liqa'uka haq, wa jannatu haq, wa naru haq, wa rasuluka haq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, oh Allah, you are the truth, and the meeting with you is the truth. And your Jannah is the truth, and the fire is the truth, and your Nabi is the truth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So reality doesn't change whether we like to believe it or not. And the reality is that success lies only and only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The one word name for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody who lives his life or her life on the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ can be absolutely, certainly assured that they are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, وَمَنْ يُطِيرْ رَسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah said, the one who has obeyed the messenger has obeyed Allah. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يُطِيرْ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who obeys Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only that person is successful. And he has attained the final and greatest success, Fawz al-Azima. So I remind you, my brothers and sisters, that a time will come like it came for these six dear friends of mine. It will come for me and it will come for you. When we will breathe our last and we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allahumma tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bisalihin. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we die as Muslims and we are resurrected with the Salihin, with the good people with who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. But that needs effort. We cannot have a death as a Muslim if we don't live like a Muslim. Because death comes at any time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be resurrected in the state in which you died. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our souls in a state of when we are in complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state of sujood in salah, inshaAllah. reciting Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity and the time and the talqeen and the tawfiq to recite his kalima before we pass away. May that be the last word on our tongues, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, therefore, as I said, all of this needs effort. Without effort, we can't get it. It's illogical to imagine that we can get this without effort, because the simple matter is, if death is going to come at any time and I don't know what that time is, then I will be resurrected the way I was when I died. You know, the example I give for us to be able to understand this is, I say that supposing Ferrari comes to you or Maserati comes to you with a t-shirt with the Ferrari logo on it or the Maserati logo on it, and they say to you that wear this t-shirt, and one day one of our representatives is going to come to your house, and if he finds you with this t-shirt on, if he finds you in this t-shirt, wearing this t-shirt, then he will give you a Ferrari or he will give you a Maserati. I bet if that happened, and if we believe that, and of course if you like to have a Maserati or a Ferrari, then you will probably even shower in that t-shirt. You will definitely sleep in that t-shirt. That t-shirt will become like a second skin to you. You will never leave that t-shirt. You will live in it until it falls apart, because you're going to get a free $1 million car if you wear this t-shirt. And that's a good way, inshallah, of understanding this thing which I'm saying, which is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be resurrected the way you were born, the way you died. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is his right, and do not die except in a state of Islam. So here we are being told that if you die in a state of Islam, you will get Jannah, which is a lot more than one Ferrari and one Maserati. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that don't die except in the state of complete submission. So what does it mean if my death can come at any time, and to die in a state of complete submission is my goal, then how can I do that if I am not living in a state of complete submission? I can only die in a state of complete submission if I am living in a state of complete submission. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us understand this and let us live our lives like that. A state of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, we may have had, Allah has given us and blessed us, inshallah, with many blessings. We want to retain that in the akhirah and add to that. And that will happen only if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, which is to live our lives in a state of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I believe the time has come that we take stock of our lives and we change our lives and bring them in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without delay, because we don't know when we will die. We do not know when we will die. These six people that I mentioned to you, one or two of them had been ill for a while, but even their deaths were unexpected. But there were two others who died, which was completely unexpected. I had no expectation whatsoever. I had no clue that this person is going to be dead, because they were apparently quite healthy and there was nothing wrong with them. But they died. And believe me, the same thing will happen. When I die, there are many people who are going to say, just yesterday we heard his voice. Just yesterday we met him. Just yesterday he was perfectly fine. Just yesterday he was speaking here or something. My brothers and sisters, the same story for everybody. So I remind myself and you, time to wake up before we are woken up. time to change before change becomes impossible. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.